future, yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, riding along for a third and final hour here at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, where they still have not made a decision on that Iowa baseball game tonight. The Hawkeyes hoping to host Penn State for a three-game series. Coe already canceled tonight. Mount Mercy also rained out. Mother Nature hitting eastern Iowa and most of the Midwest fairly hard with rain. However, it's 81 degrees in Boston tonight as the Chicago Cubs getting ready to open their series at Fenway Park. Jake Arrieta and Drew Pomeranz, the projected matchup. Round number two of the NFL draft is underway. As a matter of fact, it happens to be the Green Bay Packers holding the first selection in round two of the draft tonight. They acquired that pick by moving down in a trade with the Cleveland Browns. Last night, Myles Garrett goes number one, followed by Mitchell Trubisky to the Bears at number two after a controversial trade up from the number three spot. Bears fans, we know you want to vent about that. We want to get your thoughts on that. We'll give you an opportunity to coming up in a couple minutes at 319-366-1600. But, Alex, we very rarely do this in the third and final hour of the program, but it is Friday, and that means it's time for Love It or Leave It. Jeff Downing back at the studio. Hit us with that intro.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices. One answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd. I'm going to lob this one up to you. You're the Green Bay Packers fan.
By the way, Bears. I just want to let everybody know if this pick is DeShone Kizer, I am going to flip out on the radio. The Bad News Bears. I'm going to leave this. They got Mitchell Trubisky last night. They traded up to number two. They gave up a lot to get him. As a matter of fact, three selections, if you count the third pick in the draft last night, plus a third rounder in 2018. But they did it because there were some rumors out there that a couple teams, maybe the Browns, maybe it was the Chiefs, were interested in acquiring that number two pick with the express intent of drafting Trubisky in front of the Bears. Ryan Pace needs a franchise quarterback. He wanted to go all in. They made this decision a month ago, according to Ryan Pace. I don't think it's a very good pick. I would have waited until next year if I were them, where the quarterback class is a little bit deeper and maybe a little bit better. But Ryan Pace doesn't have the luxury of waiting as an NFL GM, especially a young one with a very short track record. He's got to win. He's got to do now, and he doesn't need to wait or doesn't want to wait another year of development time with this team. So they're going to use this year as a developmental year for Mitchell Trubisky and then turn the reins over to him next year. Bad news, Bears. I'm going to leave this. I don't think it's a great pick, but I understand the logic and the reasoning behind it. So I guess I have to love it.
Number two.
Alex, what about the commissioner's hot takes?
If you listen to ESPN radio this morning on Mike and Mike, Roger Goodell was on, and he had some interesting comments about the use of marijuana or possibly the use of marijuana in the NFL. And he said that he's not okay with it because it is, quote, addictive and unhealthy. And I'm not here to advocate for marijuana use or anything like that, but here, let me tell you what
smoke up, boys.
Let me tell you what else is addictive and unhealthy. Let's start with the unhealthy part. Football is unhealthy. Football is not good for you. So the very sport that you are the commissioner of is bad for your players is pretty much anything that they can do. What else is unhealthy for them is the amount of opioids that the teams give to them on a daily basis. And Kevin Van Valkenburg of ESPN the magazine recalled a 2008 Jets assistant trainer who reported that 1,031 doses of Toradol which is an anti-inflammatory drug. My younger brother's been given it before games. It's pretty common use.
It's got a low-grade horse tranquilizer.
It's used at every level. And 1,295 doses of Vicodin were given to Jets players in 2008 alone. And in 2014, two million Americans, this is according to the Center for Disease Control, 2 million Americans abused or were dependent on opioids, including Vicodin. One in four people who were prescribed Vicodin for non-cancerous reasons struggled with addiction. And every day, over 1,000 people are hospitalized for opioid use. And this is the drug that Roger Goodell and the owners and the coaches give to their players daily to deal with pain. So it seems that we have a situation where he's okay with his player or with the trainers and the coaches ruining the players' bodies and giving them these far more dangerous drugs than marijuana, but he's not okay with them doing it on their own. It's the most hypocritical stance in sports, and I leave it 1,000 times over.
Number three.
All right, Todd, Connor McCaffrey's big reveal.
I've got to love this, and we had some great insight there from Jack Dom, who's worked with this young man, Fran McCaffrey and Margaret McCaffrey. Don't want to leave Margaret out. Their oldest kid is going to walk on and play both basketball and baseball at Iowa. We knew this was happening. We just didn't know exactly what the plan was going to be. Was he going to be able to get a baseball scholarship? Was he eventually going to get a basketball scholarship? I think he wants to maybe play baseball moving forward and is certainly good enough to be scouted and possibly even drafted this summer, but in the Major League Baseball draft. He's going to walk on both sports as a freshman. He's going to redshirt with the basketball team, which is interesting because that's going to give him another year to play with his brother, who's also going to eventually be a member of the Iowa basketball program. They were tremendous with Iowa City West last year, winning another Class 4A title for Steve Bergman just down the street with the Trojans. You've got to like this because this helps not one but two Iowa programs. He's a really good baseball player, a good basketball player, and you've got to be happy about this, especially if you're Rick Heller. I'm going to love this, I should say.
Number four.
Houston, we have a quarterback.
I love this. Bill O'Brien, and it's so ironic because Bill O'Brien made a name for himself as the quarterback's coach for Tom Brady in New England, and he has not been able to find a quarterback at any turn in his time as the head coach for the Houston Texans, and I think they finally have. Last night, the Houston Texans moved up to pick number 12 to take Deshaun Watson of Clemson, one of the best college quarterbacks we have seen in quite a long time. Leads his team to a national championship in his senior season, and this is a team that I thought was a quarterback away from contending for a Super Bowl. They have a top five defense that I believe is capable of carrying them quite a long way. DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller are unbelievable options on the outside. They had Lamar Miller last year. He's a top 10 running back in the NFL. They have a solid offensive line. And whether it's been Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer, or Brock Osweiler, Bill O'Brien has not been able to find a quarterback until right now. I think he'll come in as a rookie. He'll make some mistakes, but this will be a team that's contending. Whether it's 10-6, 11-5 in the AFC South, this is a team that's ready to contend right away with Deshaun Watson, who will not be asked to do too much. I think if you want a similar situation, look no further than Dak Prescott last year going to Dallas. Not exactly the same situation, but similar in the sense that they have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the football. I love this. Houston has a quarterback.
Number five.
All right, Todd, before it happens, something is cooking in Green Bay. Well, great timing.
Great timing, wow, on this, because the pick is reportedly in for the Packers leading off round two. Is it going to be Dalvin Cook out of Florida State? Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma? I hope not. I hope it's not Deshaun Kizer either. I just want to see Green Bay use this pick to address one of the areas of needs, whether it be a running back on the offensive side of the football or anything defensively. They've got to come up with a replacement for Micah Hyde. They need help at linebacker. Please don't waste this pick on Deshaun Kizer. quarterback that they do not need. This is Ted Thompson's final draft, and I do not want to see them bungle this. And I'm just going to move on. I'm going to leave this before they even make this pick. I just have a bad feeling about it. But the commissioner is walking to the podium right now to announce Green Bay's selection. And I really hope that they're not taking a quarterback here. I really hope that's not the case. I'll leave it.
Number six.
Alex, Rockets-Spurs will be the most entertaining series of the entire NBA postseason.
I love this. Whenever you get the number one offense against the number one defense in any situation, as the breaking news comes across the timeline that I love as well as Todd, as he fist pumps to my right here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub. We'll get to that in a second. But Houston has been scoring 125 to 130 points per game. And the San Antonio Spurs, under Greg Popovich, play some of the best defense in the NBA. I really don't know how to handicap this series. I've gone back and forth. I've had Rockets in seven, Spurs in seven. But regardless, this is going to be a highly entertaining series. James Harden against Kawhi Leonard, two perennial MVP candidates. I love this.
Number seven.
All right, Todd. Boston Theo Party.
Like Boston Tea Party, the Boston Red Sox welcoming back their former general manager this weekend. He led them to three World Series titles. So far, so good, by the way, for the Cubs. Chris Bryant has hit a solo home run that landed on Lansdowne Street to give the Cubbies a 1-0 lead. I'm going to love this because Theo Epstein was not with them the last time that they made an interleague series trip to Boston. He was attending the birth of his son. This gave him an opportunity to go back home, essentially home, where he is beloved. The guy is a rock star. He could probably run for governor of Massachusetts. He could probably run for Elizabeth Warren's Senate seat if he wanted to. But I'm looking forward to this series for a number of reasons this weekend, not because of Theo Epstein's welcome home party, but because the Red Sox are reeling right now, and I think the Cubs are going to have a big weekend. They're off to a great start with the Chris Bryant home run. And that breaking news that Alex alluded to moments ago was the Packers taking Kevin King out of Washington.
You heard it here first, folks.
With their first pick in the second round, they addressed a need, a big-time need, filling a hole in that secondary that was weakened by the departure of Micah Hyde to Buffalo. They did not blow that pick. The NFL Network was talking about them using it on DeShone Kizer or maybe trading it. Kevin King, a first-round talent, going to Green Bay. Ted Thompson, final draft. Boy, I love that. That's a bonus, love or leave it. How about that?
Number eight.
The Browns, Browned.
There was so many questions coming into the draft as to whether the Cleveland Browns were going to make a boneheaded move and take Mitchell Trubisky number one or trade back up or take someone other than Myles Garrett with that number one pick, and they didn't. The Cleveland Browns had themselves a very solid first round. Let's talk about their number one overall pick, Myles Garrett. Nothing of surprise there. They go with the obvious pick at number one, and then they trade back down. They trade away the number 12 pick. They move down. They trade with the Houston Texans, who came up to get Deshaun Watson. They trade down to number 25. They take Jabril Peppers, who I think is going to be a good defensive player, so versatile on the defensive side of the football, and he's going to help him out right away. And then probably my favorite pick at number 25, trading back into the first round with the Green Bay Packers, who have just selected Kevin King out of Washington, by the way, if you've missed it. The Cleveland Browns select David Njoku, who I thought was right there with O.J. Howard as one of the best tight ends in this draft class, has unbelievable talents. His best football is still in front of him, still a raw prospect, but he is, I think, a plug-and-play type player right away with the Cleveland Browns. Will they be good next year? Absolutely not. They still don't have a quarterback. I don't have any hope that Brock Osweiler or Cody Kessler is going to be that guy, but in this draft right here, there was not a guy that they could take confidently and play him right away. And there maybe next year, if they have the number one or two pick, there will be. So I leave the fact that the Browns Brown. I thought they did a good job.
Number nine.
All right, Todd. Larry Legend stepping down in Indy.
This is a sad day for me. You know, I love Larry Bird. He was my favorite player growing up as a kid. I guess you could say he had two stints as the president of basketball operations for the Pacers, because he did have to step away for 1 year due to health concerns. He built a really good team in Indianapolis, and I know Paul George isn't very happy with the direction of the Pacers and some of the personnel decisions, and he wants to play somewhere else. But I was really hoping that Larry Bird was going to be able to reap the benefits of what he was building in Indianapolis. Bad day for me to see him step down. Hopefully his days are not over. He's going to remain with the Pacers as an advisor, but I would like to see him get another opportunity in an NBA front office. He's perhaps not the greatest former player, but he's had a better run than Michael Jordan has in the front office. And plus, I'll miss the occasional Big Ten tournament played in Indianapolis at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, or whatever they call it now, when Larry is running into me coming off the elevator and basically not even apologizing for it, which is a story that I've told on the air a number of times, when you absolutely actually run into, literally and figuratively, your childhood hero. Going to leave this. It's a sad day to see him stepping down.
Number 10.
Well, stick with the NFL draft theme here. The Panthers, they got their game changer.
I had not been as confident about a pick in a long time, and I made it known that I thought that Christian McCaffrey was headed for the Carolina Panthers at pick number 8, regardless of who was going to fall to the Panthers at that position. Ron Rivera and Cam Newton, especially Cam Newton, needed another weapon, especially one that could play in the slot and can be a running back, and you very rarely get this. And we're going to see a Christian McCaffrey that this player will be used differently than pretty much any player you've seen in the NFL. He's a guy that will start as a slot receiver at 6 feet, 200 pounds, but also has the ability to take some carries out of the backfield, which is what he did at Stanford. And I hear the questions about durability and size. He's 6 feet, 200 pounds. He is not an undersized running back. And he played in a pro-style offense that played one of the most physical brands of football in college football. So he is ready to be, I think, a 50-catch guy right away as a rookie, especially with Cam Newton checking it down to him out of the backfield, and a guy who has five or six or 700 yards rushing. He's not going to get as many touches as a Leonard Fournette, but he is going to make an impact with less touches, which is exactly what the Carolina Panthers need. I love this. The Panthers got a game changer in Christian McCaffrey, who, oh, by the way, only fumbled 3 times in 729 collegiate carries.
And that is Love It or Leave It for another edition here on a Friday. 6185 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Alex is nailing Love It or Leave It, agreeing with all of it. There was a trade made in the second round. Jacksonville trading up one spot with the Seattle Seahawks. They take Cam Robinson to shore up their offensive line. So you see sort of some of the intrigue now at the top of the second round, with teams trading up to try to make sure that they're getting the guy that they want. Green Bay got the guy that they wanted in Kevin King, the cornerback out of Washington, to help replace former Hawkeye Micah Hyde. Where will Desmond King go in the draft tonight? Where will the other Hawkeyes go this weekend? We'll talk about that coming up in the final 35 minutes of the program. We also have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Iowa and Penn State are playing tonight. We'll bring you the details in just a few seconds. Stick with us. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire.
Choosing the right internet speed can be confusing. 30 megabits? 80 megabits? What do those numbers even mean? I'm On Communications' new Speed Analyzer quiz makes it easy to find the speed you need. Whether you want to browse your favorite sports sites, play a game, or work from home, just answer 4 easy questions about your household internet usage, and I'm On Speed Analyzer will take the guesswork out of finding the perfect internet package. Get your results instantly at imon.net/speed.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are four times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on and heading down the home stretch, the final 30 minutes or so. Join us, happy hour, still going until 7 o'clock as well. The NFL draft on a couple of the TVs here. NBA playoff action coming up tonight and a whole lot more. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, where it is raining and where the Hawkeyes are playing tonight. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and we'll go ahead and start at Duane Banks Field. Iowa and Penn State, a big weekend baseball series in Big Ten play. Originally supposed to be a single game tonight, then it was a doubleheader this afternoon, then they moved it back to a single game tonight. It's supposed to start at 6 o'clock. Now, first pitch at Duane Banks Field, set for 6:50. Desmond King, by the way, set to throw out the first pitch at the ball game tonight. Games 2 and 3 scheduled for tomorrow and Sunday, 2 o'clock and 11 a.m. respectively, although those start times will be fluid due to the weather. We mentioned Desmond King. He's expected to hear his name called tonight during the second day of the NFL draft, rounds 2 and 3. Tonight, round 2 underway in Philadelphia. The Bears, by the way, have traded back. We'll give you details when they're available, but they are not making a pick in the near future. We will join ESPN's coverage of the second round at 7 o'clock tonight in progress. Connor McCaffrey announced today he'll be walking on at Iowa next season to play both basketball and baseball. The son of Fran McCaffrey announced on Twitter today that he will walk on and redshirt with the basketball team his freshman year. He averaged 16.9 points a game in hoops a year ago for the Trojans. He also hit 407 on the baseball diamond. Alex, do you have the details of the Bears trade in the second round?
We do. The Arizona Cardinals have moved up to that fourth pick in the second round, and they traded a second, a fourth, and a sixth round pick to Chicago to move up to that spot. We're not sure who they are taking there on the clock now, as the Seattle Seahawks have just taken Malik McDowell, a former Big Ten defensive tackle with the Michigan State Spartans.
So you see asset acquisition here for the Bears and Ryan Pace, which is something that they were expected to do today, trading back in the second round with Arizona. So the Bears not on the clock anytime soon. And we continue to see, taking a look here, Arizona was supposed to have the 45th selection in the second round. So the Bears trade back about, would be 7, 8, 9 spots, something like that. So we'll see what they wind up doing, but also adding a couple more draft picks to the fold. Bears fans, are you happy with the Mitchell Trubisky trade and draft last night? 319-366-1600. Chiefs fans, and I know we've got a few of you out there as well. Patrick Mahomes II. Do you like that trade, or did the Chiefs make a colossal mistake last night? 366-1600. We'll take your phone calls and your texts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line when we return. It's the final 30 minutes of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Stop on in, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, where Kyle is about to draw our final group of prize winners, and we'll have those announced for you in just a second. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continues on after this.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post that job to over 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, in any industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jalen. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jalen.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are weightless, free floating in the knowledge that you have the lowest insurance rate. You compared rates with competitors and chose the best for you. Now you are at peace, like a mascot in the team hot tub after hours. It's a fringe benefit.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
We learn with our hands. Ask anyone who's done something for long enough, and they'll tell you the best way to learn is to do, to move, to change. That's why we created Night School at TeamValvoline.com. It's a hands-on approach to DIY where experts demonstrate a variety of services and repairs that both a seasoned pro and a brand new DIYer can appreciate. Visit TeamValvoline.com today. Plus, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil, get a pair of Mechanics Wear gloves free.
April showers bring May dollars.
Cash, 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 cash.
KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the Gym Class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
You heard it there, folks. $100 a day during the month of May just for listening to us. I think it's a small price to pay for putting up with us on local programming. Of course, the Gym Class, they kick things off every day from 3 until 4, and then you get us. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard. Stop on in, enjoy happy hour as it continues to wind down. 7 o'clock is when that comes to a close. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. NFL draft underway. Round number 2 has begun tonight. Iowa's Desmond King likely to hear his name called later on this evening in round 3. Several other Hawkeyes likely to hear their names selected as well this weekend. Jaleel Johnson, George Kittle, and C.J. Beathard, all with good chances of being drafted. That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMRadio.com today. How many Hawkeyes will be drafted in rounds 2 through 7? We give you 3 options. Remember, Emil's Hideaway is located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. The NFL draft, round 1 last night. We touched on it at the beginning of the program. Things go according to plan with Myles Garrett going off the board at number 1 to the Browns. And then the Chicago Bears announced that they make a trade up one spot from 3 to 2 with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm watching last night. I'm thinking Jamal Adams. They're trying to get a defensive guy. Wait and see who it is. It's Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback out of North Carolina. Rumors today, well, confirmed, but it was rumors last night that teams were looking to move up for that number 2 pick in order to take Trubisky. And that's why the Bears put together the offer that they did. That not only did they trade the number 3 pick last night, but they gave up pick 67 and 111 in this year's draft, plus a third-round pick next year just to move up one spot. But Ryan Pace has his quarterback of the future. The question is it John Fox's quarterback of the future? Because reportedly he did not even know that the Bears were going to take Mitchell Trubisky.
That is shocking to me. And this draft pick will either be a success, a resounding success, and Ryan Pace and John Fox will thrive in Chicago for the next 5 to 6 years, or they're going to get fired because of this. Their entire livelihood in Chicago, it falls on the shoulders of Mitchell Trubisky, who's played 13 collegiate games at the University of North Carolina, had a solid season. This was a guy that I saw, and he does a lot of good things. And I thought I loved him as a prospect, as kind of a sleeper, as a guy who could maybe sneak in at the back end of the first round, possibly sneak into the top 15. At the number 2 overall pick, when you trade up and give away a lot of draft picks, although in the last 10 to 15 minutes they've gotten a lot of those draft picks back, which is a good job by Ryan Pace. The Chicago Bears, if you missed it, have just traded back to the number 45 pick from the 36 overall pick. But the quarterback desperation, I think we all underestimated it. You see the Kansas City Chiefs trading up to number 10 to take Patrick Mahomes. To a certain extent, I understand the Texans moving back up into the first round of the number 12 pick to take Deshaun Watson, but I didn't think there was any chance that we'd see three quarterbacks in the top 12, much less the first round. So quarterbacks are so coveted in this day and age, and you're going to see teams get more and more aggressive if they think they found the one.
We've got another breaking trade involving Chicago, but it's not the Bears. The Chicago Blackhawks have traded goaltender Scott Darling to the Carolina Hurricanes for a third-round pick in the NHL draft. And as Chicago Twitter is pointing out, someone out there is probably upset that the Blackhawks have made a bigger trade than the Bears did today. But Scott Darling, who did a tremendous job spelling Corey Crawford with the Blackhawks the last couple years, likely cap-related, of course, on the move to Carolina for a third-round pick. You mentioned the Bears acquiring some more draft picks. They did trade back with Arizona. They pick up a handful of selections. So Ryan Pace doing a nice job to try to offset the losses of the deal last night with the 49ers. They weren't the only team that made a trade specifically to get a quarterback. And while I can see what the Bears were doing, I don't know if I'm a fan of Kansas City making the trade to come up. And then over Deshaun Watson, taking Patrick Mahomes II out of Texas Tech, the son of the former big league pitcher, the guy who lost by 50-some points to Iowa State last year. I know everybody says he fits in Andy Reid's system, that Andy Reid has liked him for a really long time. What were they hearing or what were they seeing that made them believe that they needed to move up and grab him where they did? That's what I'd like to know.
I'll tell you exactly what they were seeing. And it was a guy who used to wear number 5 for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Andy Reid sees a lot of Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes. And if you remember McNabb coming out of Syracuse, similar situation. There were questions about his consistency. And he figures that with Patrick Mahomes, he's going to sit for 2 years and be ready to play in year 3 for him. He'll sit behind Alex Smith, who will do a fine job of carrying this offense and managing this offense for the next 2 years. And then Patrick Mahomes, hopefully for Andy Reid, will be ready to go in year 3. I think just by the eyeball test, Patrick Mahomes has a skill set that few other quarterbacks in this draft have. The question is, when was the last time you saw an air raid quarterback do well in the NFL? Look at what Jared Goff is doing in Los Angeles. I know it's too early to call him a bust, but we've seen enough to at least be worried about his future in the NFL. And B, when was the last time you saw a Texas Tech quarterback succeed in the NFL? I can't remember a Texas Tech quarterback succeeding in the NFL, so it's going to be a huge learning curve for Patrick Mahomes, but luckily he has 2 years before he's even thinking about seeing the field if Alex Smith stays healthy.
319-366-1600. We want to take your phone calls reacting to last night's first round of the draft. Bears fans, we want to hear from you. Packers fans, what do you think of Kevin King going to the Packers with their first selection? They did not have a first-round pick. after trading it last night. Kevin King goes to Green Bay with the first pick. Minnesota still looking for a complimentary running back to go with Latavius Murray. What are the Vikings going to do? Their pick comes up in just a little bit. Chargers, by the way, taking Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky to help with their offensive line. The New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers, the next two teams to pick in the second round. We're going to join In Progress tonight after local programming is over at the top of the hour, round two of the NFL draft. Desmond King, a guy likely to hear his name in the third round tonight, which is a real shame because a year ago there was discussion whether or not he was a first-round talent, whether he would slide to the second round. He came back for his senior year, which I think is very admirable. You don't see a lot of guys doing that nowadays. Ultimately, it doesn't pay off for him draft-wise, but he gets his degree from Iowa. He gets another year of experience. He was able to make it through the season healthy. Educated guess. Who calls Desmond King's name tonight?
It's a team that's going to be looking for, I think, first, a nickel corner. And the nickel corner has become pretty much a starting position in the NFL because it's one of the most difficult positions to play, to cover a slot receiver. You have to cover so much ground, moving to your right and moving to your left and then vertically down the field. And I think that Desmond King probably projects as one of those guys, but he's not the perfect fit as that. But he can play safety. He can play cornerback. So I think he fits well in most defenses. I'll go ahead and say the Tennessee Titans select him because that's a team that's been rumored to be very interested in Desmond King. As far as the talk about him coming back to school goes, people ask me all the time, if he would have gone out last year, would he have been a first-round pick? And I think Desmond King is a hell of a football player, but Desmond King was all along going to be one of those guys that once he went to the combine, once scouts sort of scouted him further, they were going to pick him apart. You look at the way that the scouts view these players, and they're constantly trying to find the negatives because that's their job. Their job is to see, he's not that tall. He doesn't run that fast. He may be a little bit slower side to side than we would like. And he was going to be a guy who wasn't going to be able to test through the roof. So I think all along, while, like you said, Todd, he didn't make any money by coming back to school, he probably would have been drafted in a similar position last year.
Jerry K. Ask, Investment Services text line available for you to weigh in on the NFL draft. It is 319-366-1600. The Bears trading for Mitchell Trubisky last night. They've got their quarterback of the future. The Chiefs get their quarterback of the future. Packers are able to find a replacement today at the top of the second round for Micah Hyde. I thought maybe third round they would look at Desmond King as a possibility there.
And they still might. They have a lot of needs on the back end.
They do have a lot of needs, but I think going back-to-back defensive backs would probably not be the greatest fit for them. You look back on the results last night of the first round, who got a steal? Who got the best value? And I'll tell you, it's second time in 3 years I'm really impressed with the New York Jets going away with Jamal Adams, a guy that I would have thought maybe would have been a good fit at number two, certainly could have gone to the Bears at number three as well if they wanted to go in that direction. And instead, due to the Tennessee Titans pick at number five, slides all the way down to six at the Jets. The Titans taking the wide receiver out of Western Michigan, Corey Davis. Hashtag row the boat.
Row the boat.
Look at the wide receivers. Did that surprise you last night? Going 5, 7, and 9, and especially 9. John Ross, who set the record for the 40 in Indianapolis at the combine, but had some shoulder injury issues that you thought would scare teams off. Three wide receivers in the top first 9 picks last night.
I thought John Ross, if the Cincinnati Bengals assume he was healthy, would be a good fit alongside A.J. Green in Cincinnati as kind of a Brandon Cooks or DeSean Jackson, blow the cap off of a defense. Just blow the top off the defense, a speed threat down the field who also is pretty good underneath as well. But Corey Davis, I'm a big fan of, but I think 5 is a little bit too high. But this is a Titans team that desperately needs a wide receiver. They have all the other pieces. I think they have the franchise quarterback in mind in Marcus Mariota, who I think is a rising star in the NFL. As far as the steals go, I think the San Francisco 49ers and John Lynch had a slam dunk of a first round of their first draft. They traded with the Bears, added some picks, and they got the guy that they wanted all along in Solomon Thomas, who I thought was the best defensive lineman in the draft out of Stanford. This is a guy who was, if you talk about Mitchell Trubisky, was all over Mitchell Trubisky in the Sun Bowl, was basically unblockable throughout his career at Stanford, and he adds to the all-Pac-12 defensive line that the San Francisco 49ers have with DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, and now Solomon Thomas. And then late in that first round, they trade backup to get Reuben Foster, who slipped because of the character issues, because of the failed drug test or the dilute sample that he had at the combine. They get him at number 31 when a lot of people thought that Reuben Foster was a top 10 type talent.
2263 wants a shout-out for last night's listener draft. He selected for the Jaguars Leonard Fournette at number four. One of the few picks that actually went according to plan last night. The Jaguars, as we mentioned with Eric Galco in the 5 o'clock hour, got the best running back on the board last night. I know Christian McCaffrey fills a need for Carolina, but Leonard Fournette was numeral uno at that position. And Jacksonville was able to swoop in and scoop him up. And he doesn't really need to play right away. They've got a few running backs there with Yeldon and who am I forgetting there in Jacksonville. But
is Denard Robinson still there as their backup running back? But, yes, Yeldon's still there. And he's going to have to carry a pretty big load. And that's going to be the question because that offensive line in Jacksonville is not great. But congratulations to 2263. He helped us get over that 20% threshold. And, oh, by the way, did you listen in to ESPN Radio this morning on the Dan Le Batard Show talking about mock drafts? Because I figured you would like this segment, basically trashing mock drafts.
I did not. I saw a little bit of it online on Twitter. I saw people that weren't happy about it, but I didn't get a chance to catch them today.
So he was talking
about mocking mock drafts.
He's like, why do we do this? Even the best experts are getting this wrong. And he went and he asked at the Miami Herald who had the best mock draft, and the answer was Greg Cody, one of his colleagues, who got 8 right. And he thought it is astounding to me too that 8 of 32 is a good percentage when you're talking about mock drafts.
Let's take a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Ryan says, being a Vikings fan, last year's Sam Bradford trade doesn't look quite as bad after watching the first round last night. Vikings going without a first-round pick because of the Bradford trade. And you know what? I think he's right. There's still going to be some talent there in the second round. This is a decent draft, and they needed to make that deal that they did last year. I talked a little bit about this earlier in the week where it looked like an overpay at the time. But with the way that roster was constructed, Minnesota sort of had to make a move to go all in last year, and it worked out for them. Now, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but that has more to do with the fact that they're the Vikings than it does Sam Bradford, in my opinion. But I completely agree with Ryan. You can follow him on the text line, 366-1600. Your thoughts on round one last night. We are not hearing from many Chicago Bears fans today. Do you think that's because they are still coming to grips with the fact that their general manager, Ryan Pace, made the deal that he did last night? Do you think Bears fans are still struggling with the idea of making that trade for Mitchell Trubisky?
Yes, because I think deep down they hope that this team could be accelerated more than a 3-year rebuild from right now. And let's not forget we're already 2 years into this so-called rebuild. And by drafting Mitch Trubisky, a guy who, by all accounts, and we'll see what happens, but will probably not be ready for at least a year, it makes next season hopeless. There's nothing on the defensive side of the ball right now that makes you too excited, although they do have some decent young talent. I think Leonard Floyd's going to be a good player in the NFL, but adding a guy like Solomon Thomas would make that front seven a little bit more formidable, or a Jamal Adams, a leader who I think beyond his physical skills, he's a coach's son and was, by all accounts, a great leader at LSU, could have helped that defense. Instead, they take Mitchell Trubisky, already going into a year where Mike Glennon's going to be the starting quarterback, and we're going to get a test of how devoted Bears fans are, because that recipe right there is not exactly going to sell a lot of tickets, or you wouldn't think it would anyway.
We're going to take our final break of the evening, come back and wrap things up here at the Coach's Corner. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We'll talk a little bit about Desmond King and where he may go tonight, as well as fill you in on what's been happening with not only the NFL draft, but the Cubs and Red Sox. They're underway at Fenway Park as well. Plenty to get to over the final couple minutes of the program tonight. Stick with us. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Take me out for a rocket.
Isn't it Take Me Out to the Twins game?
Yeah, but May 6th is Marvel Night, and they're giving away Rocket Raccoon bobbleheads.
Cute!
Not cute, Mom. He's a genetically produced being, a guardian of the galaxy.
But they're so cute.
Mom, he destroys bad guys.
With cuteness.
Ugh.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Saturday, May 6th, and meet Captain America, Iron Man, and Spider-Man. The first 10,000 fans get a free Rocket Raccoon bobblehead, courtesy of Marvel. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
Napa Know How.
There's no kind of rich like Oil Rich. And with the Castrol family of oil on sale at Napa, including Castrol Synthetic for just $5.69 a quart, you can load up on a serious amount of oil. People might even mistake you for some highfalutin oil tycoon. So head to Napa, where Castrol's on sale, including Synthetic for just $5.69. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/17.
We're back to put the finishing touches on another edition of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, will return right here to 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard next Friday. Of course, we won't have the NFL draft going on, but we will touch all bases with Jack Dom. And a little breaking news to pass along with regard to the Iowa baseball team. They've decided to play two tonight again. In case you were wondering, they were originally going to play one game against Penn State tonight at 6 o'clock. Then they moved one of the weekend games and made it a doubleheader today. It was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. Then because of the weather, they went back to playing a single game at 6 o'clock. And now, according to Iowa, as long as it is not raining at the end of game one tonight, they're going to play a second game, and then that gives them 2 days to complete the series with Game 3 either at 2 o'clock tomorrow or 11 a.m. on Sunday, although they say start times there are fluid because of the weather. So Iowa baseball set to play not one, but two tonight. And more breaking news.
For a regional NFL team.
For the Minnesota Vikings, they may have found their replacement for Adrian Peterson.
I smell something cooking.
Have selected Dalvin Cook out of Florida State. He goes off the board, the first running back taken in day two of the draft. Obviously fills a need with Adrian Peterson no longer wearing the purple and gold at Minnesota. We'll have reaction to that selection and a whole lot more, including Desmond King's likely draft selection, George Kittle, Jaleel Johnson, C.J. Beathard, hopefully, all coming up on Monday's edition of the program. Time now for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And yes, Desmond King is expected to hear his name called tonight during the second day of the NFL draft. The 2015 Jim Thorpe Award winner most likely will go in the third round somewhere tonight, and you can hear it live on KGYM. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage of the second round along with the third round in its entirety at 7 o'clock tonight. Connor McCaffrey announced he'll be walking on at Iowa next season to play both basketball and baseball. The son of Iowa's basketball coach announced his intentions on Twitter this morning. McCaffrey, who helped lead Iowa City West to a 4A state basketball title last year, will redshirt with the basketball team. He averaged 16.9 points a game for the Trojans this winter. He also hit 407 as a junior last year while leading West in home runs. As we mentioned, Iowa baseball now hoping to play two games with Penn State tonight. Game number one was supposed to start at 6 o'clock. Well, it was supposed to be a single game. Now we'll start at 6:50, so they are just getting underway at Duane Banks Field. Game number two will start immediately after game one tonight, as long as it is not raining. Game number three will either be played tomorrow at 2 o'clock or at 11 a.m. on Sunday, weather permitting. Colonels are on the road tonight. They're taking on the Peoria Chiefs. They are scoreless through one inning. That's boot for another edition of the KGYM Road Trip at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. A big thank you to our sponsor, Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com. They are in Grinnell, Iowa City, and North Liberty. For Kyle Mann, our on-site assistant, Jeff Downing, our associate producer back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and Alex Kuhn sitting alongside me. Big weekend coming up. We got Cubs, Red Sox tomorrow. Right now it's 5-1 Boston in the bottom of the second inning at Fenway. That'll do it for another Todd Brommelkamp Show. Thanks for listening.
You hear win-win a lot, but at the Westdale Used Car Superstore, I've got Denny Z on the phone to prove it.
With guaranteed credit approval and guaranteed at least $2,000 for your trade.
It ain't bragging when it's guaranteed.
On top of that, over...